You know, I think it's just getting out there and getting a feel for the speed of the game. You know, obviously, you know, it's been good practicing against the Ravens this week, the past 2 days. You know, I think the tempo has been picked up a little bit from, you know, what it was in our previous practices. But I think just getting out there, you know, getting a feel for the game speed, you know, not only their guys, but our guys. I feel like everyone moves a little faster. Things happen a little bit quicker. You know, just getting back into that mode.
You had to do the same thing last year. And in those two games that you played, the two preseason games you played, did you feel like you got back, you know, into the right? Were you moving at the same speed as everyone?
Yeah. You know, I felt good. I think, you know, obviously the first game, you know, still kind of knocking some rust off last year. But I think by the time we got to Cleveland last year, I felt great.
How would you classify? Are you anxious? Just about getting back on the field. How would you classify your emotions right now?
You know, I think there's a lot of emotions. I think I'm excited to get back on the field, first of all. You know, it's been a long time. You know, obviously last year I felt like I worked really hard to get back to being in football shape and I was ready to go. And then obviously got hurt again. So I'm just excited to get back out there. But, you know, I think there are, you know, some butterflies in there just getting back out on the field, you know, knowing that I'm going to take a few hits, take them, get up, get going again.
Is it going to take for you to get hit and get up and keep going to kind of ease those nerves in a sense?
Yeah, I think it's always good to get that first hit out of the way. You know, you never like to get hit, but I think sometimes it kind of gets you in the flow of a game. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully it's not a big shot, but, you know, I wouldn't hate going to the ground once and getting up and knowing that I'm going
to
be okay.
Have you been lobbying on Chip to try and play on Saturday because he's been non-committal so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't talked to him this week, but our conversation last week, you know, I'm going to play. But with Coach, you never know. But I'm hoping that he hasn't changed his mind.
Do you? Is it like a case you don't – did you tell him you don't want to be babied or something, you want to get out there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think it's good for me. I think it's good for, you know, the huddle. I think it's good for everyone, you know, involved for me to get out there. You know, and I think, you know, one of the big deals, too, I noticed just, you know, on Sunday, you know, is getting the play calls from Chip. You know, we get them from Pat during practice, but, you know, they come in a little bit quicker. You know, obviously Chip calls things a little bit different. So I think just being out on the field, you know, getting that communication with him, you know, coming off to the sideline, talking to him, what do we see, what are we getting to, you know, just all those small things that sometimes you take for granted.
You said last week you were a little disappointed that you didn't get to play. Would you be a lot disappointed if you didn't get to play this week?
Yeah. I think I would be a lot disappointed if I wasn't on the field on Saturday.
How encouraged are you just by the way these 3 weeks have gone?
Very. You know, yeah, obviously we had a plan during the offseason. You know, I was fairly limited during OTAs, knowing that our goal was to be ready for training camp. You know, but until you get out here and go through it, you're not really sure how your knee is going to hold up. But through the first 3 weeks, it's held up great. I mean, there's been no swelling. I haven't had to sit out any days. I haven't had to take time off. So I don't think I could be, you know, any happier than the way my knee has handled it so far.
Well, do you think it'll be on your mind at all Saturday night, just the knee, just until you get through, like, the first series or the first quarter?
I hope not. I mean, I don't think it's one of those things you don't really know until you get there. But, you know, last year when I went into those games, I wasn't really thinking about it.
What's it like going against a different defense? You know, not linebacker, but kind of linebacker. I mean,
you know, it's fun. You know, I think for us, you know, for me especially, you know, still learning the offense, it's good to hear different calls. You know, they showed us some different fronts, some different blitzes, just different looks than we see from our defense. And, you know, to get those, you know, live learning reps, you know, go in, talk about it on film. Hey, this is the call versus this look. This is the call versus that look. You know, it's been great. I think I've learned a lot in the past 2 days.
In talking with 2 weeks ago, Sam, you mentioned the locker room in Cleveland last year. In thinking back from that point after the injury to now, can you kind of put that year in perspective and all that went in to getting back on the field?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning of it.
From the locker room in Cleveland last year when you found out you tore your ACL to now, can you kind of put that year in perspective and what went into getting back on the field?
I think we'd be here for a long time if I were to put that year in perspective. But, you know, just a lot of work. You know, I think as hard as it is to come back from the first one physically, you know, I think the second time around it's harder mentally. You know, just having to continue the rehab process. You know, it's like I rehabbed back to being good to go and then started over again. And, you know, I think it was just really hard mentally. And, you know, there were a lot of days where it was a grind. But, you know, I couldn't be happier to be back on the field playing football. I think that's why I'm so excited, you know, for Saturday night.
Is there a certain amount of time you'd like to play, a certain amount of reps you'd like to get to kind of get into a
rhythm? As many reps as Coach Kelly will give me.
Does it take you a while to kind of get into a rhythm, or you know, would you like to play a little bit longer than normal just to find that rhythm?
You know, hopefully it doesn't take but a few plays, but you know, each game's different. You know, I'm sure he has a plan, but you know, I would love to be out there and get in a rhythm and just get things going.
Do you feel like you need more reps because you have set out so much time the last couple of years?
You know,
or is it like riding a bike?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same. You know, obviously I'll take all the reps that I can get. I think I've got a lot of great reps in practice over the past 3 weeks, especially the past 2 days. You know, going against Baltimore. You know, like I said, if he'll give me whatever he'll give me, I'll take.
Last year, you only had 10 months from your original injury to when you got hurt again. Thanks. This year, you've had a full year, almost exactly a year, I guess, by Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better? I mean, is that on purpose? That is extra time a big deal there?
Well, I think it all happened, you know, because of the timing of the injury. I mean, I didn't schedule any of this time. You know, it's just based on when the injury happened. But, you know, I think extra time is always a bonus when you're going through something like this.